الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أما بعد، for the 20 minutes or thereabout time that we have before Salat al-Asr, we should seek one more verse from the verses that the Imam mentioned in his book, Aqidat al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. He says, وَنُؤْمِنُ بِأَنَّهُ لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. He says, وَنُؤْمِنُ بِأَنَّهُ لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. Then he says, لَهُ مَقَالِيدُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ إِنَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. Allah says, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ. The Imam said, we also believe. In all of it, when he started Ayatul Kursi, he said, وَنُؤْمِنُ بِأَنَّهُ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. The surah in Al-Hashr, it says, وَنُؤْمِنُ بِأَنَّهُ هُوَ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الْمَلِكُ الْقُدُوسُ. And then he said also, وَنُؤْمِنُ بِأَنَّهُ لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورَ. So he's mentioning our belief in Allah. At the beginning he just said, وَنُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ عَقِيدَتُنَا الْإِيمَانُ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ, like that. So he started to break it down, what we believe. These are things that we must believe. The last time before we went on the break, we were discussing giving a child to us by Allah. If we take this as from the Aqidah Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and it is from the Aqidah Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah, it means that it is from the things that we must believe in our minds and in our subconscious to be true. He does not accept that there is any outer of doubt around him. So no brother should have any outer of doubt that it is Allah that gives a female child all in all to a woman. A brother must believe without any outer of doubt that in all it is Allah that gives male and children. The Muslim must believe without any outer of doubt that it is Allah who sometimes mix up between male and female and children for the individual. We must also believe and affirm inside our subconscious that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, based on his will also, he makes some people buy. If these things are not right there in our subconscious now and established truth, the individual needs to go back and work on his mind and work on his aqidah as a Muslim. So from amongst the things that must be established in our mind as a matter of belief is the fact that لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ, not in any way does it resemble him anything. That is, not in any way does anything resemble Allah. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ, not in any way كَمِثْلِهِ, not in any way at all does anything resemble Allah. This verse perhaps will be some better understood if we took the verse from the beginning. Allah says, فَاطِرُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ جَعَلَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَمِنَ الْأَنْعَامِ أَزْوَاجًا يَزْرَعُكُمْ فِيهِ. So he is فَاطِرُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, the one who established the creation of the heavens and the earth. جَعَلَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا, Allah made from amongst you filleth fair. So a man would marry from amongst human beings. Ulama employed this verse to say a human being cannot marry a jinn, because atis min anfusikum azwaj, from amongst you are your pair, from your kind azwaj. And then he says wa min al an'am, and then he makes similarly amongst an'am, the animals, the beast of burden, he made them also to be all pair, male, female, male, female, male, female. So let you be shameful. Nothing is like him. But before that, he says, Yazra, from your pair, he spreads you. Just like what he said at the beginning of Al-Nisa'ku, وَبَصَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً. So from male, from one male, one female, he spread the rest of us. So he's saying here to you, from your pair, male, female, male, female, يَذْرَعُ كُنْتِي. He got you spread in that, in your azwaj. So he says, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ. Ulama say the verses of the Quran always ever have connection, one part with the other. The beginning will have a connection with the end. The end will have a connection with the middle. The middle will have a connection with. So the connection is what? Allah says, "Laysa kamithlihi," after saying that we have children. We have pairs, meaning that Allah does not have a pair. Men, we have pairs in women. Allah does not have a pair. We have something, even though it is not we in exactness, it looks like us. The women look like men. They have eyes as we have. In everything we are the same. Except in the destiny, Turan or what do you call it? Advocating. So they are like us. The men are like the women. The women are like the men. Likewise in animals. In fact, in some of the lower animals, you will hardly be able to separate and identify differently a male from a female. You will have to be looking at them. Is this one a male or a female of this sort of an animal, of this kind? Is this one a male or female? It is not them exactly, but they look like them. And then they complement them. Allah does not have something that resembles him. Allah does not have something that complements him. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ. Nothing resembles Allah. Nothing is equivalent to him. Nothing is equal to him. لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا. He does not have kufu. He does not have something, an equal, an equivalent. Allah does not have it. So, this verse in it, Allah says, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ. Nothing is like him. Nothing resembles him. Okay. We say, he does not have equal. He does not have equivalent. Human beings have equivalent. Animals, lower animals, they have equivalent. But he does not have equivalent. Because they are creatures, he is the creator. The creator made the creatures to have equivalent. But he does not have an equivalent. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. Allah is a Samir, the all-hearing. Allah hears all things. As human beings, we don't hear all things. In this hall, you will hear what I'm saying. But there are brothers on the stage, probably a brother will whisper something to his colleague, and you over there will not hear what he's saying here. A woman will whisper something to somebody near her to her child, and brother, take it. We will not hear. And this is something too. This is a voice that could be heard, but we don't hear it. But Allah is as-Sami'. Let's not forget. We gave up an expression of the foundation yesterday, like Al-Imam al-Muzani said to us. He said that وَنَعْتُهُ وَصِفَاتُهُ كَامِلَ Allah's name, his attributes and his sifat, those things with which he is described, they are what? Kamila. They are perfect, but our own hearing is imperfect. Our own hearing is imperfect. They say that we can only hear a sound that is within particular frequencies. So, if it is below it, you will not hear it. If it is above it, we will not also hear it, no matter how loud it is. If it is beyond the frequency with which we can hear, which is a range, we will not hear. It was said that during the tsunami, some birds and some other animals flew away, they ran away, because they heard the crack right in the deep sea. They heard the largeness of the sound. And then when the sea was plunging to upland, they heard that the sea is coming, so they were able to run away. Long before we, the human beings, could see, we only saw that, oh, this is sea. But they had heard long ago. That is even amongst we, the creatures, not to talk about between the creator and the creature. Even amongst creatures, what we can hear amongst ourselves, they. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has all things. So he is after me in his name. And for that, the sifa of astamu is established regarding Allah, the attribute of hearing. Allah is after me, and he has the attribute of what? Hearing, astamu. But ulama said hearing, he's been after me. It's of two forms, like I mentioned something like that earlier. They say As-Sami'u, that is Mujibu Da'wah, the one who answers prayer. He grants the prayer of the one who asks him. So he is As-Sami'u in that regard. Apart from the fact that As-Sami'u means the fact that Allah does what? Allah hears. So As-Sami'u could mean he hears, and that is what? Mujib. So you see the connection between these names. Allah hears, and then he grants supplication. Both of these meanings are contained in that word, Astamir. So Allah's attributes are Kamila. They are in the perfect, most perfect form of anything. They are perfect, absolutely perfect. And then he says, Ghayru makhluqat. The attributes of Allah were not created. The attributes of the Creator are from the attributes of the Creator. They are not created. But the attributes of the Creator are created by the Creator of the creatures. And for us, our hearing is a creation of Allah, by Allah. Allah created our hearing and what we hear. And the ears with which we hear, they are all from the creatures of Allah. But him, nothing of him is created. So his attributes are kamila, they are perfect, they are ghayru makhluqat. Explaining an aspect of the perfection, because as long as they are makhluq, if the attribute is makhluq, then it will not be kamila. If the attributes are makhluqat, they will not be kamila. So they are ghayru makhluqat. Allah's attributes are not created. The attribute is ever attributed to the noun that produced that attribute. So, they are not created. And then he says they are what? Da'ima. They are everlasting. Allah hears at all times. They are da'ima. Because somebody can say, okay, before Allah created Adam, and then Adam spoke to Allah. Allah spoke to him. Okay, before the angels, وَإِنْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً قَالُوا They said to him, أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا Allah heard what they said. And they spoke, Allah spoke, they heard. So Allah speaks, we are coming back to that. the attribute of speech regarding Allah. But here we are talking about His hearing, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah hears and He hears all things. This is, we are saying that His hearing did not begin on His conversations with the malaika, because they are azaliya. He has been hearing agelessly, ageless, in since eternity. If eternity has a beginning, but there is no beginning to it. So He is Allah, and with Him is the attribute of hearing, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they are da'imat, they are azaliyat. The Imam went further and said, وَلَيْسَتْ بِمُحْدَثَاتٍ. And the attributes of Allah were not muhdathat. They were not newly invented, as we said. Because if they were newly invented, فَتَذِيبٍ, it means they would stop. One day you stop hearing only. But it's not like that. لَيْسَتْ بِمُحْدَثَاتٍ. Allah's attributes of hearing, they are not newly invented. If they were newly invented, for Tabi, they would have stopped one day. Because ما كان ربنا ناقصا فيزيد. Because our Lord was not naked. A Lord that cannot hear, فيزيد. And then He started becoming to hear. So these attributes are ever with Allah. Allah is Al-Sami. And then He is Al-Basir. Allah sees. He has the attribute of sight. Allah sees. In this sense, we say He has eyes. When we talk about His hearing, we did not say He has ears. Because even though He told us that, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He hears, He did not tell us that He has ears. But here He told us that He sees. Allah sees. He is Al-Basir. He sees. So He has the attribute of sight. So if you ask, here, does He have eyes? He say yes. Allah has eyes. How do we know? He said He has eyes. He described Himself with eyes when He commanded Nuh alayhi salam. He says, وَصْنَعِ الْفُلْكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا وَوَحْيِنَا. He says, build the boat, the ship, the أَعْيُنِنَا, while we watch it. With our eyes, eyes. So Allah has eyes, and He has the attribute of sight. And this Al-Basir, just like we spoke of Al-Sami, it is absolute. So if you hide in the darkness of your room to commit a sin, does Allah see you? Is this you, Satan? If you go to hide a sin of sin somewhere, nobody should see, but Allah is seeing you. Nobody can take a cover away from Allah. Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, in his Sharh of Al-Aqidah al-Wasitiyah, he was used to mention something. He called it fa'idatun maslakiyatun, character-related benefit. Allah is as-sami'u al-basir, the all-hearing, or the one who grants supplications, to as-sami'. And al-basir, the one who sees all things. Al-Basir to ulama say it has two meanings. That Al-Basir could also mean Al-Alim. Al-Basir could also refer to what? Al-Alim. So Al-Basir could mean Al-Alim. Just like As-Sami could refer to Ijaba, Mujib. So Allah is Al-Basir. The Shaykh in Al-Aqidah al-Wasitiyah, he was used to doing something. After describing an attribute and explaining the verses regarding it, he would now say fa'idatun maslakiyatun, character-related benefits. So if you say Allah is as-sami'ul basir, he will now say, what are the benefits you will benefit in your character from these two attributes? The first one is that you will be careful of what you say. You would not want to say what Allah does not like, because Allah will hear it. How will Allah tell you, don't speak evil, and then you are speaking evil into his ears? How is it? We should be ashamed, go. Allah hates saying fahisha. Fahisha, shameless speech. And then the person will be making shameless speech when he knows that Allah will be hearing. How is that? So when you are certain that Allah will be hearing, you will not say it. It will help your character. Likewise, Allah prohibits you from shameful practice. When you are certain inside you that this thing I'm saying, Allah is hearing you and Allah is seeing you, you will not do it. There is not a person who holds one person in high reverence. If you respect somebody, a human being, you hold him in high esteem, you would not like him to see you in a shameful condition. Would we like it? What about Allah? Allah says no dinner. Somebody has power. Allah is seeing him. Allah is hearing everything. So if he's not ashamed of people, he should be ashamed of Allah. And Allah has the right to be shy about. So you see the fact that somebody can ask, and it is at the end of this book. At the end of this book, the Shaykh was mentioning the fawaid of having iman in Allah, the benefit of having iman in Allah, the benefit of iman in malaika, the benefit of iman in Allah, the benefit. How does it benefit us apart from the fact that it is obligatory on us to believe it? When you go to a supermarket when there is CCTV, how do you behave? How do you move? How do you move? In your office, you know that CCTV. Somebody may come to your office and say, oh, or ever they have stopped this topic. But you are careful. You choose your words. That is amongst human beings. You forgot that on the day of Qiyamah, all the words too will be replayed to you. Mayal Fibu min Kaulin. Mayal Fibu min Kaulin. If it says Mayal Fibu Kaulan, the jumla is Kamila, Mufida. He now says min Kaulin to further emphasize that there is not anything that comes out of your mouth. Illa ladayhi raqibun atid. Except that there are those who will put it to record. It was mentioned that Al-Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal at the time towards his death, he was making anin. He was being that somebody in pain would make. He told him, Baba, have you forgotten that even this sound you are making, that Rakib and Atib writing it, that he stopped making it. Somebody is ill. This sound people make out of severe pain, it will be documented. So if you are afraid of CCTV, you are not afraid of Rabbul Alamin. Most times CCTV will capture your image, it will not capture your voice. Most times. This one will capture everything. Every voice, every sound you make, is recorded. And that is the fact that Allah is seeing you. Ulama say, why then the record? Two factors, the recording. The same one, the fourth benefit is, on the day that record will be thrown to you, you will not be able to doubt it. You can't be, oh, what is the system? Like a receipt, you pay some money and they give you a receipt. The day that I got it for 100 naira, people say, no, you sold it for you at 90 naira. I say, no, you sold it at 100.
So you get it with the
everybody will be silent. Go. That is how it will be on the day of Qiyamah, when the records will be produced. So you and me.
وكل إنسان ألزمناه طائره في عنقه.
Allah says ألزمنا, we tied it. Yuzu. We tied it to his neck, his record. He says ونخرجه له. We will bring it out to him يوم القيامة, on the day of Qiyamah. كتابا, in form of a book, يلقاه, which will be thrown to him, منشورا, as it arrives him to open. The books will be thrown to take, and as it is coming to the scroll will open. And it will start to each and everyone, Iqra, كتابا, read your book. Today you are the judge of yourself. Read. Think where you think you belong to. So, aside all of these, Allah Himself is seeing you. Allah Himself is hearing you. Will you not be ashamed that He sees you doing what He has prohibited you not to do? Will you not be ashamed that He is hearing you say what He has prohibited you not to say? So, let us have this shyness for Allah. Just think of it. When your mind tells you to do something you know Allah does not like, think of it that. But Allah is seeing you. If you want to say something that is bad, think of it. But Allah is hearing you. But as He hears you, He hears all the creatures, everything. The fish in the ocean, deep down, He hears and sees them all. Because His attributes are kamilat. His attributes are perfect, without restrictions. Ghayru makhluqat. His attributes are not created, and so they are perfect. They are da'imah. He has ever been seen. Everlasting. He will everlastingly see. Azaliyah. His sin has ever been endless. Walaysat bimuhdathati. He did not begin to see one day, like we. There were times that we had eyes, but those eyes were not seen. Laysat bimuhdathati. And for Allah, His sin did not begin. It's not a newly invented thing. Otherwise, it would have had a time that it would stop to be. Because everything that has a beginning has an end. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّنَا نَاقِصًا فَيَزِيدُ. Meaning that our Lord was never at any time naqis, deficient in anything. Such that فَيَزِيدُ, He would need a ziyada. He would need to increase in His ability. No. He has ever been able, subhanahu. So, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ. There is nothing like Him. In all of these that we have described of these two attributes of just within limits, there is not anyone that we know any human being can share from. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. So now, how do we connect وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ to the rest of the verse? Ulama say, وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. Even though He hears and He sees, human beings hear and see too. The animals hear and see too. But He is still not like them. It says, فَاطِرُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, the creator, originator of the heavens and the earth. جَعَلَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. He created pair from amongst you. وَمِنَ الْأَنْعَامِ أَزْوَاجًا. And then from among the lower animals, He made them pair. So لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ, He does not have a pair like you. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ, even though you hear and He hears.
ليس كمثله, not like your own kind of hearing, not like your own. So the verse contains two things that we have been talking about. ليس كمثله and نفي التمثيل, نفي المماثلة. Allah rejects creating a resemblance for himself. Don't ascribe me that I resemble anybody, and don't ascribe anybody that he resembles me. I don't resemble anybody. فَلَا تَجْرِبُوا لِلَّهِ الْأَمْثَالِ. Don't create resemblances for Allah. Jehovah Witnesses, they will draw a picture of one man. That man is sitting inside one life. That light is coming from on top of his head, and it is shining on his crown. And the man is wearing a white gown, designed. The man is looking big, and he has beard. They will now show him to be inside the cloud, and he is doing one thing, pointing to the ground. They show another man on the ground, having beard again, tying a lower garment, wearing something above on the upper part of his body or not, and they want us to believe that that is Jesus. So they give a picture, they give a pictorial representation to Allah. This is wrong in every sense of it, because they think that Allah is like them. Allah says, فَلَا تَجْرِبُوا لِلَّهِ الْأَمْثَالِ. Do not create resemblances for Allah. Don't create resemblances for Allah physically. Don't create resemblances for Allah in your mind. You should not also imagine it in your mind. Don't create resemblances for Allah in any way, because the truth is that لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. There's nobody that resembles him. He said, nobody resembles me. He said, let's talk about me. He said, nothing resembles me. Last of the bull in line, I'm sad. Don't create a resemblance for me. But I am a Samirul Basir. He affirmed the other one that is not supposed, rejection, negation. On the other hand, there is what is bad. Don't forget, we test our sheep. We will make an isbat, and then we make what? A nafsi. So he makes his mark of Asamu and Allah Hakkah for himself, and he made Nafiul Mumasa, Nafiul Tamthil. Don't create a resemblance for me. Although I have Asam and I have what? Al-Basar. Meaning that my Samu, my hearing, and my seeing, they are not like your own. Some people can say, hearing is hearing, seeing is seeing. This statement is contradicted by sound reasoning. Hearing is hearing, seeing is seeing. Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Husaynin, in his Sharh of Al-Aqidah al-Waqifiyah, like I said, the Imam was excellent in the matter of Aqidah. Be familiar with his work, rahimahullah. Sheikh ibn al-Husaynin, be familiar with his work, especially those of Aqidah. Usul al-Salata, the Sharh, and Aqidah al-Waqifiyah, the Sharh, by him, Chubadu. And then this book, Aqidah al-Sunnah al-Jama'ah, which is the most brief of the three that the Imam wrote. He was very excellent. And then in his Sharh of Kitab al-Tawheed al-Qawl al-Mufid, please be familiar with them. You will make a lot of benefit from the matters of Aqidah. He has a way of dissecting the verses of the Quran. If he picks a verse, he will break it like he's performing a surgery. And then he will be expounding the matters of benefit one way or the other. SubhanAllah, look at this Imam. It's a blessing from Allah. And I think he also got that because he was very familiar with the books of two Imams. He was regularly citing them. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, and then Shaykh al-Islam Thani ibn al-Qayyim. He was always citing them, and these two, they dissected the text of the Quran and the Sunnah. So he ate and he benefited from them. Perhaps if you eat from him, you will benefit from him, inshallah. While he was, rahimahullah, the Shaykh, the Muhammad ibn Salah al-Uthaymeen, he was explaining these verses, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. We mentioned one of the things he said, that there are in every sifa of Allah, in all of these, there is something that is clear. A benefit you will take that has to do with your what? With your character, your behavior, how you carry on yourself. Likewise in these verses, like we mentioned of him, rahimahullah. So if we go back to this text, we'll find more benefit, inshallah. We'll find more benefit from him regarding these matters. So Allah is al-Samir, Allah is al-Basir. His hearing is not like our own. So how then do we address the statement of God to say, no, hearing is hearing, seeing is seeing. The Shaykh said, even amongst we human beings, do we all see in the same ability? Some of us can see between here and that door, behind women. Some of us cannot even see what is before them, unless they wear glasses. This microphone, somebody may sit on it and he may not be able to see until it is pushed some distance away from him with his eyes. And he may be able to see something far away. The other one may not be able to see something far away until it is brought like this to his eyes. Among men, somebody may be able to read something small. Once he looks at it, he will read it. The other one may not be able to read it. Okay, human beings. Ants. Do ants see? Ants. Do they see? Okay. I'm not talking about the cockroach. The small black ants. Do they see? Do they have eyes? Do insects have eyes? Insects, they have eyes. Is it like our own eyes? If there is this kind of difference among the creatures, what about between the created and the creator? And they call it eyes, eyes. Seeing is seeing. So this makes us understand that not everything is seen. Seeing is different. Somebody may see, something may see. You call both of them see, but it's not in the same form. They share in their name of seeing, but the manner of seeing is as it defeats the creator. The manner of seeing is as it defeats the creator. For the ant, his own manner of seeing is as it defeats an ant. So Allah sees all things. Human beings don't see all things. So later come with me. They are not like Allah. Even though they share in that attribute, I can say seeing, seeing, seeing. But seeing is different from seeing. Because the one even seeing is different from the one seeing. The creator is seeing is different from the created seeing. So they are different. Allah is different from we all. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, he hears. We hear other animals too here. Pigeons. Their hearing range is bigger than the hearing range of human beings. Do we know? Pigeons can hear louder sounds. That is sounds of higher frequencies than human beings. Pigeons. That is things that they can hear, we will not hear it. Because it is beyond our hearing limit. Pigeons. If there is this kind of difference among the creatures, what about the creator? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is as-Sami. Yes, the hearing is not like our hearing. The name is just the same. Seeing, seeing. But the one who sees here is the creator. The other one who is seeing here is the creator. The seeing of the creator is perfect. The seeing of the creature is one impact. So, this is what this verse says. It applies to everything. It applies to everything. If you say Allah is Al-Afu, I've been hearing us talking about
Al-Ghafur, Al-Ghaffar.
Another attribute of Allah connected to that is what? His name. It's what? Al-Afu. The one who overlooks. And Al-Afu is more encompassing than Al-Ghafur. Because Al-Afu is a entire overlook of the thing. But as for Al-Ghafar, it's just covering it up. Al-Afu. Erase. Al-Afu will erase your thing. Al-Ghafar will cover it. So, which one is deeper in meaning? Which one do you want of Allah? You want Afu?
I want Afu too. May Allah grant us Afu. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu.
So let me stop here, inshallah, with explaining this verse. Laysa kamithlihi shay'un wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. Wa huwa as-sami'ul basir. So that we can prepare for Salat al-Asr.
Inshallah.
So we go for Salat al-Asr. When we come back, we take questions on this part. Or we complete the verse. Because it still has lahu maqalidu as-samawati wal-ard. We complete that verse and then we take questions, inshallah, after Salat al-Asr. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك
نعم
واسع
إبان
مش بقول أوكي and then after a good we will go from that
okay
I'm sorry Allah says, لَهُ مَقَالِيدُ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ You see that تقديم and تأخير again. لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى The same thing he's saying here, لَهُ مَقَالِيدُ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ It is supposed to be مَقَالِيدُ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَهُ So he now makes that theme of مَا حَقُهُ التَّأْخِيرِ What he should bring, let him bring it forward. So indicate that it does not belong to anybody except who? Him, Al-Haq, in Barada. So it says, Lahu Maqalid. Maqalid, what does it mean? Maqalid is the plural of Miqlad. And Miqlad means Al-Khazanatu. Wal-Miftah. Al-Khazanat. Where something is kept. Treasure. Of them, the treasure of goodness is with him. Maqalid, treasure. Khazana. Others say no. Miqlad means the key to that place. One of the a'imma said no. The one who has the key has the place. The one who has the place has the key to that place. So لَهُ مَقَالِيدُ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ The treasures and the key to those treasures of the heavens and the earth are in his hand. They belong to him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh, I say hand. He has hand. We'll come back to that. You know when you talk about the part of Allah, you are careful about every statement. So when I say they are in his hand, they belong to him. And he has hand. We come back to that, inshallah. So, لَهُ مَقَالِيدُ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ The treasures of the heavens and the earth belong to him alone and to nobody else. And then he says, يَبْتُتُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ يُوَسِّرُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ يَبْتُتُ الرِّزْقَ The outpour risk, provision. Liman to whomever, Yasha, that he will, Wayakudir, and to whomever he will, you don't need to worry. It's just a little, what you talking? Give him only a little. That's the kind of what he said in Salah, Waman Kudira alayhi risku. The one that Allah only gave him a little from the risk.
So to come, Allah opened the well. Recently, I told some brothers with me. I said, I'm observing something. If a person is truly and lawfully rich, truly and lawfully. Some people are not rich, they are only pretending to be rich. That you are living in Lekki does not mean that you are rich. Some people will borrow money to be able to live in Lekki. If it is Lekki, that's where they know that every rich man are. Maybe there is another one now that I don't know. Banana. Okay. That's why I said truly rich. And then lawfully. They can say, this is my wealth, like the father of Al-Imam al-Bukhari said, this is my wealth, there is no one dinar of haram inside it. He was telling his son, Al-Imam al-Bukhari, he said, oh, my child, you see this money that I'm leaving for you? No one naira of haram is inside it. Brother, let us try to be like this the time that we will pass away. Be able to tell your child that you see this house that I think, that was no one naira of haram is inside. You see this car that I drive, no one naira of haram is inside. Be able to say that. One naira of haram is not inside. This cloth that I'm wearing, one naira of haram is not inside. You must be able to say that. We all must be able to say that too. So if a person is truly and lawfully rich, in most of the cases, if you ask them, how did you come about wealth? You say that it is allowed. I just did so things. Then I find it. Then they call me. Then my account. Then I receive the alert. Then here we are. So said, a brother told me of somebody riding Okada. They wanted to sell a hotel, I won't mention his name, in Abuja. So maybe they want to do a photocopy, he carried somebody. They were saying something. So he fixed it. They want to sell one hotel. He knows he has somebody like an uncle to him who is a lawyer in Abuja there. He went to tell me, my brother, I heard that they want to tell you to say, look for the people, they have to look for somebody to buy. They said they went to look for somebody. Okada man, he drove his Okada away after collecting, telling his lawyer uncle, so to speak, of the fact that they want to sell that kind of a property. He went away. 3 weeks later, the property was sold. And I learned that it was that his lawyer relative that facilitated the sale. The Okada man's share at that time was said to be 35 million. He did not know the meaning of 35 million. And he will not know. Will he know the meaning of somebody writing Okada? Will he know the meaning of 35 million? He will just hear in itself. Now, money, he does not know the meaning. So he only hears 35. So in his thinking, let him go and collect the 5 on him. Like saying 35,000, let's make a first collect 5, go chop. No. He would think that is what he can do with 5 million naira. At that time, so the man went to the bank, he wrote the savings account, withdrawal slip. They invited him to a room. He started thinking. So they loaded the money on the table. The branch manager comes. He stood up. Ya bututu li man ya sha'u wa ya. When he stood up, he carried a bundle of it, he went into the banking hall.
The branch manager had to grab him, calm down. Calm down. He said, no, now my money maker spent that. You know, the speaking is only five, so that is tedious. In the banking hall, they come grab him, they pick him. So the bank staff began to pick up the money for him. They know that something is there. I myself know somebody like that. The day it happened and I got there. He repaired the furniture of somebody who was going to government house as governor. According to him there, they said, why was it your bill? He went, he did all what he did, around 650, 700. At that time, almost 10 years, 650, 700. He said, how will he collect 650,000 naira from this people? And then he can write 2.6 million. Just let me see whether they can pay. At least they will negotiate. So the woman gave him 1 million first. The world just changed. Yabso to rizqa li man yasha. That brother, he now, if you see him, is mashallah. He now. They gave him cash, 2 million. He said 2 million, they gave him 1 million. They said do it first. So imagine, he needs 600, so do everything. Then, Simon, he will do everything. Even when he was booking that 600, I'm sure you know how to make estimates. So maybe it will be more, maybe. Estimates are made more than the actual price. Carpenter. So they gave him 1 million. Once, on the city, save 1 million. When he stood up, he didn't know where to go. Fortunately, at that time, he had not married. Nikah, I don't have Nikah. So meanwhile, he's coming back to collect 1.6 million. Examples like this are many. Abdullah ibn Judah, don't think that, oh, it's like that too. Abdullah ibn Judah was one of the richest men amongst the Arabs. He used to take hard drugs. Before Islam, he was a funny guy, like odd one out. You know odd guys in community. So he would go to cave, sit down, cave, relax, do whatever he wanted. So one day, after worrying himself in the town, he came to relax in the cave. So he turned right, he saw something looking like the eyes of a snake. He stood up and started running. Snake is gone. He took it in. He just stopped on the way and said, excuse me, I didn't look at this thing well. So he turned and came back with no Judah. And gradually he was looking. His thing was shiny, like the eyes of a reptile. He wanted to run again. He said, I'm a man, I should not run away. So he was coming gradually closer. Gradually closer. Until he found that here is a treasure for him. A treasure had been buried there. That part of it was glowing in the darkness. He opened it. Gold, diamond, think of his pearl. That was how Ibn Judah became a rich man. And he was cooking for people to the extent that they had leather. They would climb to get into the pots to collect food. He fed everybody that was inside. And he never gave anybody one thing. It's wrong to ask from Ibn Judah to give you one thing. If you need a cow, tell him to give you 10 cows. It's wrong to ask Ibn Judah for one cow. You understand what I mean? Oh yes, it was you. People are coming here, your fellow. You ask for me. The reason I'm giving these kinds of examples is that many times when we say you have to risk for the man yasha, we be feeling somehow, but it is really equal. Allah opens the gates of wealth to whomever he will. Somebody has asked me, for, will he throw it from heaven? And say if he likes. Subhanallah.
And remember, just do your job. The first two examples were jobs. Somebody just did a job and then Allah blessed it. He ate money.
And from that, he begins to grow to come out of it.
So Yahweh to raise Kalimani Yasha.
So from his attributes is that Yahweh to raise Kalimani Yasha.
So you pick the name Ar-Razzaq from that. Because he calls himself Ar-Razzaq.
Inna Allah huwa Ar-Razzaq.
So Allah is Ar-Razzaq.
Yahweh to raise Kalimani Yasha.
Then what do you have to do?
He also gives more to some.
As he will.
Somebody will come to you and go, say now.
I have been working for 25 years.
Come on to feed my children, I can't.
Yes, to be.
He said, Waman Kudya Alayhi Rikul.
You want that? I give him only little. I make his ring to be little.
So some people, Allah makes their risk to be only a little.
Each of them is dependent on the Mashiach of Allah.
And this Mashiach, this will of Allah, is based on what?
His knowledge and his what?
His wisdom.
Al-ilmu wal-hikmah wama tasha'una.
Don't forget.
Deliver. Illa an yasha'a Allah. Inna Allah kana aliman hakim. Wa ma tasha'una. Illa an yasha'a Allah. Inna Allah kana aliman hakim.
This Mashi'a is connected to his ilm and his hikmah.
So it's not that I just wish.
No.
That wish, that will is connected to what?
His ill of that person.
If I give this one, you do everything.
Or if I give this one,
it should be the reason why a sort of kidnapping and then I can punish him.
We are both.
Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Utani. He said people always think that when Allah gives somebody more wealth, it's a greater fitna than when he gives him a lot of wealth. That but that the correct thing is that the greater fitna is when the wealth is much.
So when the wealth is much, is a greater fitna than when the wealth is small.
When the wealth is much, the trial in it.
The first trial in it is that there is no rich man who does not want to sustain richness.
We want to keep it like that.
So you'll be struggling, food, money and life.
You want to sustain it.
It's the first problem of every rich man.
They want to keep up the soul of affairs.
May Allah protect them.
And this is from where Shaitan will come.
Sometimes the man has gathered his money halal.
Shaitan will suggest it haram to him.
If you invest this money here, you make a lot of money.
If you put it here, you make money.
And those ways are haram.
And then, if he sees those ways that are halal, he will think that you will not make much money.
His own is that he does not want the money to go.
He would have forgotten that he did not have anything in the first place before Allah enriched him.
And Shaitan will be telling him, as Shaitan,
he will be threatening you with poverty. If you put this money, you will go poor.
So he's afraid.
Even when they say bring money in the masjid, he's afraid.
This money will go.
Because and then when he has a lot of money, he will not be able to stay among the people who will tell him to lie again.
If he's here in Kenya, perhaps,
he has brothers 10, 15, 20, they are praying together, sleeping together, you know, Salah, brother, Salim, we have to study, you know.
But when he gets the money, he thinks, oh, I can't stay here.
When they say, why? I say, oh, it's not safe for me.
His mind will tell him that. so he will move away. So somewhere where all those people who were helping him, they were helping themselves upon remembrance, he will not be there again. So if you know, those people who will want to come near him are people like him in terms of richness, not people like him in terms of their deen. And then the deen starts dropping. Because the deen of any individual never stays on the same place for 1 minute. It's either going up or coming. And then his wife, the children, he can't take the children to government schools again. He's looking for a school where people know, because now they are kidnappers. So they can kidnap the child. So you take them to a school. Nobody can reach them. The boy was seen and playing with Abdurazak and Abdusalam. He will remove them and take them to a school where he's playing with Samuel and Christian. So you see the problem? The Allah protects us. Allah makes the answer to risk of Iman Yasha'u wa yakudir innahu bi kulli shay'in alim. Look at the next completed verse. He has knowledge of all things. So he knows what is best for you. Allah ya'lamu man khalaqa wa huwa al-latiful khabir. He knows what is best for you. If that he gives you all the arzakis, what is best for you, he will give you. If that he gives you only little, all that you should make sure is that you don't miss akhirah. How will you not miss akhirah? Be firm upon your deen. Be steadfast upon your deen. Whether the risk came maqsutan alayk or it came maqduran, make sure that you don't miss the akhirah. Keep up wasabir alayha fa'buduhu wasabir ala ibadati. Ensure that you worship him and you are steadfast upon worship. This is what Allah will ask from all of us. Whether it was from amongst the people that he gave a lot of wealth, or it is from amongst the people that he only gave a little. We beg Allah to give us that which is best for us. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك
وارجوك على السلام عليكم السلام ورحمه الله وبركاته. Come forward for her.